Okay, so now just as a heads up, Mike wrote this. And so I said yesterday, so what are you going to do about church? And he goes, well, I've got three options, and you're not going to like one of them. So here I am, and it's fine. It's okay. I love it. But I didn't get much. So we're just going to go through this, okay? And if you guys have anything to say, spit it out. All right. This is a back and forth thing. Well, yeah, but, you know, if you have something to share, I know Tracy's going to be gone next week, right? If you have anything to share, it's okay. You can share today. So what do you want to do, Bill? Doesn't matter. Okay. Yeah. I'm just going to follow it. Yeah. We'll see what comes out. Holy Spirit's in charge, you know. It's like a river. And kind of going around a bend on this one. So it's good. Okay, so let's open with prayer. Father, I just thank you that you are faithful. I thank you, Father God, for your love for us. I thank you, Holy Spirit, for being right here, right now. I thank you, Father, for everything that we do today, that we've talked about today, that you're just here. Your presence is here. And so, Father, I just pray that each one of us would be encouraged somehow, knowing that it's you that's encouraging us and strengthening us. And here in your presence, we're strengthened and we're renewed and we're regenerated and we're restored. And we just love you. We adore you. And we just thank you for being here with us. In Jesus' name. Okay. So everyone knows the story of the birth of Christ, and that's in Luke 2. Oh, okay, we've got it right there. So we're going to go ahead and read this, okay? So it's Luke 2, 8 to 14. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. Can you imagine being out there in the dark? And an angel comes to you. I mean, it's, yeah, a little overwhelming for sure. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. Amazing. Okay. So we're going to talk about the name of Jesus. His name is, and this is just a very light thing we're going to kind of focus on. His name is Wonderful, right? Okay, so that's kind of where we're going today. So Luke 1, 30 through 33. And the angel said unto Mary, fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in the womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Amen. Okay. So, also Isaiah 9, verse 6. You have that? Oh. Yeah, but it's, I don't have it on here. Huh. Okay. All right. Well, that's fine. It's okay. We're going to go on to the word wonderful. Jesus is wonderful. And Mike wrote on here, never lose the wonder of who he is, of his character, right? You know, when we moved to the lake, we always said, looking out at the lake out of our windows, it's like, holy cow, you know, it is so beautiful. And we decided, we made the choice to never lose the wonder. Because people can get used to, I mean, you live by the mountains, people could get used to the mountains. Oh yeah, they're beautiful. No, never lose the wonder of how beautiful they are. And even looking at a cornfield, I look, driving in this morning, Oh, sure. Go ahead. Amen and amen. Amen. That was awesome. Thank you. Thank you, Cheryl. That was awesome. Okay, so never lose the wonder of who he is, you know. And so we have a friend that has a cabin on the lake, a lake, and they tore the cabin down. And instead of coming for the weekends, they tore the cabin down and built a home. So they live there full time. And so I was talking to her one time, and she goes, you know, it's just not as special living out here, because we looked so forward to coming to the lake, and we drive through the entrance, and it's like, ah, we're here. And she goes, I don't do that anymore. And I said, you need to. You need to do that, because it's incredible to live in God's nature and things like that. And it's a choice, right? It's a choice to keep up the wonder of it all. So meaning of wonder, being wonderful, is astonished. And it's like, we were talking this morning at Lake Church about the sunrises. They capture my heart. And I'll look out and I'll see through the curtains. It's like, oh, it's starting to come, it's starting to come. And it's like, I'm a little kid at Christmas. I love the sunrises. And so I am astonished at the sunrises, because God paints them just for me. He might paint them for you too, but he paints them just for me. They're mine, you know, from where I see them. I'm astonished at them. So part of the word wonderful, who Jesus is wonderful, he's astonishing. On his love for us, on everything he does for us, on how he cares for us, he adores us as his children, as his family, right? Right? I need some feedback here, people. Okay, so one thing that's so wonderful is his love for us and how he demonstrated his love. Romans 5:8, but Christ proved God's passionate love for us by dying in our place while we were still lost and ungodly. Can you imagine? Jesus gave everything, even though he was paying the price for people who were still lost, still living in sin, but his love and his passion for us, it spurred him on to pay that price, right? Okay, and then experienced, Ephesians 3:17-19, then by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released. I love that. When we continue to use our faith, the life of Christ is released deep inside you, and the resting place of his love will become the very source and root of your life. That's incredible. Is there another verse there? Verse 18. Okay. Then you will be empowered. Okay. So when we're using our faith constantly and being refreshed and restored in him, then you will be empowered to discover every holy one experiences the great magnitude of the astonishing love of Christ in all its dimensions. How deeply intimate and far-reaching is his love. How enduring and inclusive it is. Endless love beyond measurement. You can't measure his love, can you? Beyond measurement that transcends our understanding. This extravagant love pours into you until you are filled to overflowing with all the fullness of God. That needs to be up on your wall or on your refrigerator. You know? Then, verse 19. Okay, that's fine. There you go. That might have been what? Yeah, we finished that. Okay, sorry. Okay, so that's his love for us. It's demonstrated and it is experienced. You know, some people say you can't experience God. What? That just doesn't even make sense. You can experience the love of a friend, the love of your father, the love of your sister, the love of your brother. Why can't you experience the love of God? Amen? Okay, so another thing that's so wonderful is his compassion. Matthew 9:36. And that is, when he saw the vast crowds of people, Jesus' heart was deeply moved with compassion because they seemed weary and helpless, like wandering sheep without a shepherd. You know, when Jesus was walking the earth, he would see people in pain. He would see them blind, lame, hurting, you know, all that. And he would be moved with his compassion and make a difference. You know, so just as a side note, we had a grand puppy this week that got into some things that he should not have, and he got really sick. He was really sick at night, and they took him to the vet the next morning, and it didn't look good. So my granddaughter called me for prayer. Nana, you know, my puppy is sick. And so I prayed with her, and, you know, I called on Jesus' compassion because that's what he does. He heals. And so they took x-rays, and they did, you know, all the fleshing out and stuff, and they were concerned about Copper's liver and his kidneys because it took a whole bunch of ibuprofen. And so that night, I was praying, and I was praying for God's compassion. I was releasing angels into the hospital, into the vet clinic room, you know, and all that. And so I asked Hannah, I said, so are you and Jeff able to go there and be with him? She goes, well, we don't want to excite him, you know, make him excited. Well, he was sedated. Thank you. So they weren't able to go. So when I was praying for the healing angels, I cannot explain this, but I saw their faces were changed into Hannah and Jeff. So God made a way out of his compassion. He made a way so that little Copper, I mean, God cares about Copper, he cares about our puppies, our animals, our and stuff like that, but he made a way for little Copper to see his mommy and daddy. Blew me away. Now, I can't explain it, but that's the way it was. So, and he was fine the next morning. They were going to keep him till afternoon, and he's fine. He's fine. That is definitely a miracle. That when the vet gets concerned, you know it's not good. So, yeah. Moved with compassion because they seemed weary and helpless. Copper seemed weary and helpless and very, very sick. So, yeah, I'm very thankful for his compassion toward us and toward the things that we care about. Okay, and then Psalm 77:9. Has God forgotten to be gracious, or is he in anger withdrawn his compassion? God will never withdraw his compassion, right? Never. God doesn't change. He's compassionate. He does not change. Okay, let's go to number 3. What, something else that's so wonderful is his hope that he gives to us. Hope is an expectation of something good. We have to have hope, right? So celebrate with praises the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has shown us his extravagant mercy or compassion, and his fountain of mercy has given us a new life. We are reborn to experience a living, energetic hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. As born-again believers, spirit-filled believers, we have that hope. Amen? And that's just another gift from Him. And so then another thing that's so wonderful is His blessings. Ephesians 1, 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with some spiritual blessings. There you go. With every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ. Amen. So that's where we're at. We are blessed because God pours His blessings out on us. We are blessed because He is wonderful. We have hope because He is wonderful. And that's what we're celebrating. You know, we should be celebrating that every day of the year, but this is the season that we celebrate the birth of Christ and everything He is to us, you know. And I would look at some things on wonderful this week. Just every day, choose something. You could take this home or whatever and focus on that. It's like, Lord, show me more. Show me more. I want to see more. I want to see more of Your love. I want to see more of how wonderful You are. I want to see more of Your spiritual blessings. I want to see, you know, open up my eyes. Sometimes we get too much of a hurry and it's too busy, right? We just have to stop, take a deep breath. Lord, show me. I just want to love on You. Show me. Show me more. Amen? Okay, guys. Thank you. And thanks for your prayers for us. You know, God is good and He's wonderful. Yes, all the time. Appreciate prayers for Helen and I as we go pick up Joe, that we get there on time. Safe travels. So, anybody have anything else? Okay, next week, testimonies, good things that God has done, what He's teaching you, whatever, and we're going to have snackies. So, let's just pray to close. Father God, we just love You so much. We love You. We're so thankful for everything that You do for us, everything that You provide for us. Father, thank You for loving us so incredibly much that we can't even fathom how much You love us. And so, Lord, I just pray that You would open our eyes to more and more of what You have for us, more and more of the blessings, more and more of how much You love us, no matter what. You love us and adore us and take care of us. And we just give You all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.